This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Indian Space Research Organization, through New Space India Limited, will launch the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite on the LVM3M6 mission at 8:54 a.m. today. The launch will take place from the second launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota. The mission will use LVM3, India's most powerful launch vehicle. This will be the sixth operational flight of LVM3. The Bluebird Block 2 satellite has been designed to provide direct mobile broadband connectivity from space. The satellite aims to support 4G and 5G services on standard smartphones. The mission will help improve public connectivity, support communication during emergencies, and expand global digital access through space-based technology. Election Commission has released draft electoral rolls for 3 states and 1 UT as part of ongoing special intensive revision exercise. These states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Andaman and Nicobar. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on 4th November in 9 states and 3 union territories. The states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The large-scale division of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 14 February next year. Extensive security arrangements have been made in view of Union Home Minister Amit Shah's visit to Panchkula today. During the visit, Amit Shah will take part in a series of official programs covering a conference on the cooperative sector, Haryana Police passing out parade, unveiling the statue of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The visit will conclude with Shah's participation in the Haryana government's state-level program to mark Veer Bal Divas. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manjhi has announced that special Gram Sabhas will be organized today across all panchayats, Act 1996, areas in the state on the occasion of the National PESA Mahotsav. In a video message shared on the social media handle of CMO, Mr. Manjhi extended warm greetings to the tribal communities of the scheduled areas in Odisha to be jointly organized with the Ministry of Panchayati Raj and the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. Mr. Manjhi noted that Odisha is a leading state in the country in conducting panchayat elections in accordance with the provisions of the PESA Act, ensuring greater participation of tribal communities in democratic processes. The winter session of the Delhi Assembly will begin on January 5th. The 4-day session will continue till 8th of January. The decision to convene was taken at a Delhi cabinet meeting yesterday. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has written a letter to former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal criticizing him for the pollution in the capital. In a 15-page letter, Mr. Saxena accused the previous Aam Aadmi Party government for 11 years of negligence and being failed in taking measures to control air pollution. He added that the previous government never took any steps to control dust emission, which is a major cause of air pollution in Delhi. Meanwhile, the Aap refuted these allegations, saying that the Lieutenant Governor does not want to talk about the pollution issue. In a bid to curb pollution, the Commission for Air Quality Management in National Capital Region and adjoining areas has issued show-cause notices to 6 thermal power plants within 300 kilometers of Delhi. These have been issued for non-compliance of biomass co-firing norms notified under the Environment Rules 2023. Compliance status of these power plants has found to be unsatisfactory during the previous financial year, with biomass co-firing levels remaining well below the mandated thresholds of more than 3-5% according to material. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam last night. Chasing the target of 129 runs set by Sri Lanka, India reached the target in 11.5 overs. In chess, Indian Grandmasters R. Pragyananda and Anish Giri's Alpine SG Pipers clinched the Global Chess League 2025 Season 3 title, beating defending champions Triveni Continental Kings in the finals in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.